Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Hahn, and I want to invite you to register for our newest video study, premiering this coming Ash Wednesday, February 22nd, entitled Holy is His Name. To register for free streaming this Lent, go to stpaulcenter.com/holystudy.
Hello, welcome back to Letters from Home. I'm Clem Harrow. Today is Saturday, January 14th, 2023, and it is the Saturday of the first week in Ordinary Time. We are back into Ordinary Time, brothers and sisters. And we're continuing our first readings from the Epistle to the Hebrews, a famous passage here from chapter 4 of that epistle. And I was very captivated as I was reflecting on this reading of this image that we get from the epistle's author. We're told that that no creature is concealed from God, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. And then we get almost the response to that, you know, that we're going to have to render an account. We're all going to be rendered bare. That's a pretty scary prospect. But then the response to that is that we have this high priest, this great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, who is not someone unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Rather, he can sympathize with our weaknesses because he's been tested like us in every way. And so let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find timely help. So what's going on here? What's the big picture? Well, it seems to me that this captures this reality which I think we all need to give real reflection to. And a friend brought this to my attention recently, and I was very struck. And he said that there's this real sense that when we die and when we come before the throne of God, the judgment seat, all of us, given the choice, would condemn ourselves. That there's this sense, and I hope my theology here is correct, but I think this is correct, is that when we come before the throne of God and we look back on our life and we see with more clarity all our actions and our sinfulness and our decisions, our frailties and our weaknesses and everything over the course of our life, given the option, we would choose to condemn ourselves, that we'll be so overcome by the image of God's glory and so overcome by the image of how far short we have fallen from that, that given the choice, we would choose to judge ourselves. And it's for that reason that we need and are so blessed to have this great high priest, Jesus. And not just Jesus, but he's described in the reading as Jesus, the Son of God. Why is that important? Because he is the Son who advocates to the Father on our behalf. He's our older brother. If we're all sons and daughters of God, he is the Son of God. He's our older brother in the faith. And he is the one who at the moment of judgment, when we come before the throne of God, he is the one who, able as he is to sympathize with our weaknesses, who knows firsthand what it is to be human, what it is to experience temptation, what it is to suffer, what it is to feel all the frustrations, the limitations, the pains, the sorrows, the anxieties of this world, of living in this human flesh. He knows all of that. And so he is the one who will advocate for us to the Father. And I don't know if I can communicate or articulate this properly, my brothers and sisters, but this has brought me so much. It's been such a moving experience in prayer to reflect on this reality, that the day will come when I die, when I come before God, and when I look at myself, I'll be filled with this, perhaps momentarily, this sort of this terror at my sinfulness and everything I've done and all the ways I've failed. But that terror will be so fleeting, I pray, because I'll realize that I don't have to look at myself and my own shortcomings. Instead, I look to the cross. I look to that great high priest, my older brother in faith, Jesus Christ, the Son who died for me, and he will take me by the hand to the Father, and he will advocate for me. And we see this, I think, in a couple of places. We see it in our gospel for today. This idea of Jesus, the divine physician, the one who comes to call not the righteous, but sinners, which is, of course, all of us. He's the divine physician who came to heal us and to carve out that path to salvation and healing and redemption for us. We see it as well in an Old Testament connection in the book of Job. That famous line in Job 19, where Job says, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then from my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, my heart faints within me." This idea that my Redeemer lives, that Job, in this Old Testament context, was looking forward longingly to the person of Christ, the Redeemer, the Advocate, who stands on our behalf and brings about our salvation. I think it's such a moving thing and something for us to ponder on, reflect in our prayer as we think about the reality of the cross and the reality of what Christ has done for us. Is it that historical event, which took place 2,000 years ago, continues to be enacted every day through the Mass and continues to be enacted or made present at the moment of each of our deaths? That it isn't just this historical past event, but it continually has this re-memorializing, this being made present, because it continues to be not just a once-for-all event that saved us, but an event that continues to save us, present tense. And so when the time comes when we pass from this life, that event will be present to us if we have been faithful, and that distinction that we haven't been perfect, we will have all of our flaws, all of our shortcomings, all of our failures, all of our sins, and we might feel crippled by the weight of them, except that we realize we have this high priest and the job of the priest taking the sins of the people and through sacrifice, offering those and absolving those and advocating for the people to the Father. That's what Christ does for us. Final note, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this in our first reading, that famous idea, the famous line that the Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. A reminder, I think, of the power of Scripture. And for those of you listening, good on you for taking time out of your day to enrich your mind, enrich your heart with the Scriptures and with reflection on the Scriptures. And I think this is just a reminder for all of us of the need to do that every day, if possible. And it's through Scripture and reading Scripture, as well as through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and through our mental prayer, our personal prayer, that we come to build a relationship with that great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who will advocate for us, who desires our salvation, and who will bring us to the Father, bring us to the throne of grace, where we can receive mercy and find grace for timely help. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. Shane Owens, Ms. Joan Watson, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes Technical Director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read Scripture from the heart of the Church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.